Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Kicking off this week's updates, let's talk about the Linux kernel pre-patch 7.0-RC5. Linus Torvalds has released the fifth pre-release candidate of the 7.0 kernel, aiming to stabilize new features introduced over the last few cycles. The feedback from early testers has been generally positive, pointing towards incremental improvements in reliability and performance. This pre-patch also addresses under-the-hood issues in memory management and system stability, setting the stage for a robust major release soon. As always, Torvalds encourages community members to continue their testing, ensuring the kernel is reliable across the vast range of use cases Linux is famous for. Alongside this, several major Linux distributions have dispatched critical security patches. You'll want to pay close attention to updates for Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and Ubuntu this week. The updates tackle recently disclosed vulnerabilities in applications including GIMP, NGINX, Chromium, and OpenShish, with a focus on preventing remote exploits and data leaks. Maintaining up-to-date security is critical, and it's encouraging to see such proactive efforts from both distro repos and upstream contributors. Moving to the browser world, Firefox 149 just landed with a host of improvements. One big highlight, Firefox now includes a JPEG XL image decoder, written in Rust. This brings more efficient image processing to the browser, resulting in faster loading times and improved visuals, especially for users on low bandwidth connections. Privacy gets a boost too, with Firefox's new built-in VPN available to more countries and platforms, aiming to keep your data safe when browsing. Another nice touch for Linux desktop fans, Firefox is now natively integrated with the XDG Portal File Picker. This means a more seamless and secure way to access files on your machine when uploading or downloading from the browser. Developer tools haven't been left behind, with expanded support for web standards and debugging features, making life easier for web app creators. In parallel, if you're building applications, the recently released Qt 6.11 toolkit is definitely worth a look. There's a new Qt Canvas Painter component aimed at high-performance 2D graphics rendering. This offers designers and developers an easier way to create smooth UI experiences with less overhead on system resources. Qt 6.11 also enhances its 3D capabilities, introducing fresh APIs for advanced rendering and visual effects on desktop and embedded devices. These improvements are making Qt increasingly popular for teams wanting to blend rich visuals with the reliability of modern C++. Now let's look at what's happening in the AI and cloud-native space, where the pace of progress continues to be remarkable. Dapper Agents version 1.0 has reached general availability, providing developers with a production-grade building block for resilient, distributed AI workflows. For those not familiar, Dapper is an open-source portable runtime for cloud-native applications, and its new agent module is all about state management and secure service-to-service communication. This is especially focused on deployments in Kubernetes clusters, and it's making advanced AI systems easier to sustain at scale. Speaking of scale, the Volcano project has debuted new versions, positioning itself as a unified scheduling platform for AI-native workloads, with an emphasis on providing rapid startup and efficient resource sharing. It's gaining attention, especially as more teams look to run real-time inference services for tasks like computer vision and natural language processing. Built-in session management and quicker task allocation are among the new features designed to deliver faster, more interactive AI models. Meanwhile, security in the software supply chain has received a major boost thanks to a collaboration between Kusari and the CNCF. The partnership is producing proactive vulnerability management tools, including dashboards and integrations for Kubernetes clusters. The objective is to spot and mitigate dependency risks before they can be exploited, raising the bar for cloud-native app security. Git repositories and package registries now have more granular visibility, giving maintainers extra confidence in the code they ship. With supply chain attacks on the rise, these tools can't come soon enough for open-source infrastructure operators. As new AI frameworks and builds roll out, there's increasing interest in programming languages optimized for machine learning workloads. Discussions are picking up across the community about how language design might influence algorithm efficiency and even model interpretability. There's still debate about whether human-centric high-level languages like Python will keep their edge in the era of AI code generation tools. Some suggest we'll see increased hybridization, where certain modules are written in low-level, optimized languages and others rely on next-gen scripting environments. Canonical, the company behind Ubuntu, is betting big on one such language, Rust, which is fast becoming a staple for memory-safe development. This week, Canonical joined the Rust Foundation, signaling a growing commitment to integrating Rust as a core part of Ubuntu Linux. Expect to see expanding native support for core system tools in Rust, which is designed to mitigate common bugs that lead to security vulnerabilities. With its focus on safety and efficiency, Rust could drastically reduce the attack surface inside operating systems. Meanwhile, hardware vendors aren't sitting on the sidelines either. AMD, for instance, has advanced memory performance for high-throughput computing with its PG Hot subsystem, which tracks hot memory pages on EPYC servers. This means the operating system can more efficiently move and allocate memory, reducing bottlenecks in large-scale databases and scientific modeling workloads. Linux users in the high-performance computing market are especially interested in this innovation, as it promises big improvements in efficiency. It's a clear sign that the open-source hardware and software ecosystem continues to push the limits of what's possible for enterprise and research computing. But it's not only hardware and kernel code attracting attention. Privacy rules and tech regulation are front of mind too. One notable highlight is a move by GrapheneOS, the popular privacy-first Android fork, to explicitly oppose age verification laws for app users. Their stance is rooted in a commitment to anonymity and minimal data collection, as well as a belief that centrally enforced age checks create new risks for users. As part of its ongoing efforts to bring privacy-focused software to more people, GrapheneOS announced a partnership with Motorola. You'll soon see more Motorola devices in their officially supported portfolio, further increasing options for users looking to avoid data collection on mobile. The regulatory fronts don't stop at privacy. Community-run infrastructure for gaming is getting a big governance upgrade as well. The Aegones project, which provides open-source tools to scale dedicated game servers on Kubernetes, has now officially come under the stewardship of the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. This means development and support will now be largely community-driven, allowing a broader swathe of contributors to help guide its future and keep it vendor-neutral. For online game developers, this is great news, as it brings more standardization, transparency, and interoperability across different cloud providers. Shifting to the U.S. regulatory scene, the newly proposed BASED Act in California is drawing attention for its aim to prevent tech giants from leveraging their platforms to stifle competition. The bill specifically prohibits a range of anti-competitive practices, like manipulating search rankings in favor of your own apps, blocking new market entrants, or restricting user data portability. By curbing the use of non-public seller data and ensuring consumers can access portable copies of their personal information, the Act seeks to enhance consumer choice and spur innovation. Industry leaders have largely welcomed the proposal, viewing it as a potentially positive step towards keeping digital markets open. Closely tied to these debates, Apple recently faced scrutiny for temporarily blocking apps that use in-app web views as an alternate method to launch their products. Critics argue this move restricts fair competition and limits the ability of independent developers to innovate within the Apple ecosystem. The ongoing tug-of-war between platform control and open standards will be one to watch as governments around the world evaluate new digital policies. As a result, the entire space feels like it's entering a new era of accountability and transparency, alongside its rapid technical evolution. That just about wraps up the most important news for this week in the open source and software security landscape. The big takeaway here is the pace of innovation, in everything from foundational kernel work and AI scheduling, to privacy tools and regulatory proposals. Whether you're building the next generation cloud service, working on embedded systems, securing infrastructure, or just keeping an eye on consumer rights, there's never been a more dynamic time to be involved. Stay tuned for more insights next week on Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.